speaking on this program is Brother Gary Cawley.
There's a very solemn charge issued to Timothy, which answers the question which we have for our consideration today. Don't you think that religion can draw more by offering something entertaining and interesting than by preaching, is the question? Well, this seems to be that the Lord didn't have the right formula in mind. Had he known how to draw people, as he should, he would have turned away from preaching. But it pleased God, through the foolishness of preaching, to save the souls of men. Now, this very solemn charge that I mentioned a moment ago to Timothy is this: I charge thee in the sight of God and of Christ Jesus, who shall judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, preach. Preach the word. Preaching is no optional matter then for God, is it? His only begotten Son was a preacher. Did you know that? Jesus trained preachers, and with all divine wisdom and power, God chose preaching as the everlasting means of doing for man what lost man needs. Preaching is no optional matter for the devil either. When evil has wrecked humanity, that which has made the greatest contribution to that cause, my friend, will be the proclamation of that which is destructive in design and effect. If we don't preach the gospel, it's not enough just to preach. But it's not enough either to entertain people, nor to emotionalize them. We must teach them. We must preach to them the gospel. Now, there is no shortage of preaching in the world today. I wouldn't argue with that a minute. But preaching may be heard at every hour of the day and the night. It may be heard over the radio, the television, from house to house, publicly in printed matter, on video and cassette tapes. But surely no one would say, my friends, that simply preaching is all that is needed. Someone just to lift up their voice and proclaim something is not what the Lord had in mind. He did say here, preach the word. Now that's the commission. And oftentimes we find people preaching who simply are not impressed with the importance of preaching the word of God. They like to preach themselves, or their own experiences, or some kind of a fable that men may feel entertained by, or that they think is more interesting. But here is the charge before God and Christ and the angels who shall judge us in the last day. He says, preach the word. Now this is found in 2 Timothy 4, verses 1 through 5. And I'm hopeful that you will ponder this as you consider our question for this week. Can we draw more people in some other way than preaching? Well, preaching the word is the only way God has made for drawing people. It's possible to preach oneself and ignore the word. You remember Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4:5, we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. How shameful it is that any of us should put ourselves before the cross. We used to pray, and I wish we prayed more, Lord, keep the preacher behind the cross. It is possible to preach yourself under the pretense of preaching the word, but it is not right. It's possible to preach fables. It's possible to preach false doctrine. Many people do. It is possible to pervert the gospel and preach another gospel. But Paul said in Galatians 1:6-9, though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel to you than that which we have preached, let him be accursed. And as I said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel to you than that which ye have received, let him be accursed. You know, it's possible to preach just to please men. And it seems that many preachers have fallen into this danger. Galatians 6:10, Paul said, do I now seek the favor of men or of God? Why, if I were still seeking the favor of men, I should not be the servant of Jesus Christ.